venerable religious, and dear parishioners, my preference in Sunday sermons is to focus on things in our spiritual life, because after all, that's our number one duty, to grow spiritually, to not only save our souls, but strive for sanctity. But sometimes you just have to comment on things more of a theological nature and world events type of events that happen. And one of these that I feel the need to comment on, at least today, is the horrendous interfaith worship that the Vatican II Pope Francis had with the Lutherans this past Monday in Sweden. Now, remember, a true pope is the vicar of Christ on earth. He may or may not be a holy man. There have been some true popes that were not the greatest person speaking, virtuously speaking. However, a true pope defends and explains true doctrine. And what we saw, those of you that read the news or watched video, we just saw him taking, not just attacking the Catholic faith, but just taking a sledgehammer to Catholic doctrine, to Catholic practice and belief. And it was bad enough that on October 13th, Bergoglio, I find it hard to say Pope Francis because he's not can't be possibly a true pope, but not only did he have a statue of Martin Luther to make the Lutherans in his audience feel good, but then on the very anniversary of the beginning of Martin Luther's rebellion against the Catholic Church, October 31st, 1517, he made it a point to go to the Lutherans on the 499th anniversary and to say, let's have a celebration. Let's get together. Let's have a worship service and let's continue to dialogue. And I watched some of the video and I'm just cringing. Not because I know that's a true pope doing that, because it's impossible. But the world, everybody else, thinks this is what the Catholic Church is about. It's about dialoguing with others. And the fallacy that he uttered, as everybody else uttered, because it's the only thing they can come up with, is there's more that unites us than more than what separates us. But I want to explain to you, and because you will be asked, I'm sure, people say, ask you on the street, so what do you think about his ecumenical visit? I would like to help you with the answers that you need to answer that. So anyway, he got together with them. He was dressed in the same liturgical way that the Lutherans that are not priests, that are not bishops. By the way, the top so-called archbishop of the Swedish Lutheran Church is a woman. I mean, it's just nonsense. So he goes there and just says, you know, we can dialogue, but let's remember what the Lutherans do not believe in. They do not believe in the Catholic Church founded by Jesus Christ. They reject the hierarchy. They reject the sacraments in most part. They reject purgatory. And, you know, that's one of the doctrines that's solemnly taught by the Church. And these are the most liberal leftist Lutherans you can find in the world. They are for abortion. They are for unnatural marriage. They are for women being so-called ordained. And these are all defined doctrines. How can you go and dialogue on this? What you would have to tell the Lutherans is you are in error. You see, this idea of getting all the religions getting together would, the only way it could ever make sense is if religion was a man-made thing. Then you could say, okay, let's dialogue and see how we can get along. But you see, religion is not man-made. That's what we have to remember. It is God-given. There's the night and day difference, the galactic difference. And modernism, which of course is what influenced Vatican II, declared that by saying faith is a feeling that wells up inside you, it essentially says religion is man-made, because that's why we, you know, people feel differently. And that's why we have the call for false ecumenism go all the way back to the documents of Vatican II, which is why we reject Vatican II and say it cannot possibly be from God, because it contradicts past church teaching. So that's what we have to emphasize. Religion is not man-made, but God-given. God told us, Jesus Christ, incarnate God himself, said, this is the truth. How can there be any dialoguing on whether we're going to accept it or not? It is. It's the objective reality. It's the beautiful anchor of truth that we have. You know, one of the strongest condemnations of what he did, and of course what Vatican II calls for, I found on the Vatican website. Can you believe that? Believe it or not, the encyclical of Pope Pius XI, Mortalium Animos, is right on the Vatican's official website. So that's where I got my copy. And there's the contradiction. On their website, they say this is a sin, this is against faith, this is against what the Catholic Church teaches, and then they go ahead and do it. So I guess we live in the age of whatever. So what if that's what the Catholic Church said in 1928? This is 2016. Whatever religion, that's, I think, what's unfortunately happening. Actually, I don't think so. I know so. It's just, well, whatever. Just get along. Let's just all talk. No. Let us believe. And when we say, I believe, we're not talking about what I feel. We say, I hear the word of Jesus Christ. And no matter how I may feel about it, or maybe I even have difficulty about it, doesn't matter. I believe. It's Almighty God telling me. He can't tell me anything that's impossible or false or unholy. He can only show me the way. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but through me. Have you seen those bumper stickers coexist? I'm sure you have. Very popular. It shows different symbols of religions saying, can't we just, and basically saying, can't we just get along? But I go back to what I said earlier, religion is not made man, it is God-given. There cannot be that. A truer bumper sticker that I saw, somebody was showing this as saying, really should say contradict. Because that's what it is. They contradict each other, the religions. And that's why we can't just put them all into a mixing bowl and see what kind of a cake we come out with. We will come up with a horrible, terrible mess. That's what we will come up with when we mix truth with error. So anyway, what does Pope Pius XI, what did he write in 1928 on this very subject? And he starts off his encyclical by saying, you know, there's a great push at this time to let's get along among religions. So nothing really new here, right? 1928. I don't think any of us were alive at that time or were born yet. So it's an old issue. And Pope Pius XI, I don't have time to read the whole encyclical. You can look at it yourself. It's available. But listen to these words. But all the same, although many non-Catholics may be found who loudly preach fraternal communion in Christ Jesus, yet you will find none at all to whom it ever occurs to submit to and obey the Vicar of Christ, either in his capacity as a teacher or as a governor. Meanwhile, they affirm that they would willingly treat with the Church of Rome, but on equal terms. By the way, that's what happened. It was equal terms for the whole world to see by dressing the same way and saying we can dialogue. It's basically putting the Church of Jesus Christ on the same par as this very erroneous, heretical church. But of course, the Vatican II Church has become like that too. So I suppose there was a sort of equality there. This being so, this is paragraph 8, it is clear that the Apostolic See cannot on any terms take part in their assemblies, nor is it any way lawful for Catholics either to support or to work for such enterprises, for if they do so, they will be giving countenance to a false Christianity. There it is. I rest my case. Pope Pius XI said to do this, to have ecumenical worship with other religions, is a false Christianity. It was on full display. It's pretty much on daily full display in the modern Church of Vatican II. For if they do so, they will be giving countenance to a false Christianity quite alien to the one Church of Christ. Shall we suffer what would indeed be iniquitous, the truth and a truth divinely revealed, to be made a subject for compromise? There's so much good writing here. I'm really going to limit myself, but just one more quote a little bit further on. So, venerable brethren, it is clear why this Apostolic See has never allowed its subjects to take part in the assemblies of non-Catholics. For the union of Christians can only be promoted by promoting the return to the one true Church of Christ of those who are separated from it, for in the past they have unhappily left it. So to the Lutherans and to all who are not indeed traditional Catholics, we say, come back home. We are the ones that did not change doctrine. And doctrine cannot change. This Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and always, his truth doesn't change. And we pray and offer our labors, our good works and sacrifices for your conversion. This is where salvation is found. Right now, God is allowing a great deal of weeds to be sown among the wheat. The wheat would be those that are true Catholics that have not allowed true doctrine to be attacked, and they hold to it in their daily lives. It seems like the weeds are taking over the field. Well, let's remember on the day of judgment, whenever that day comes, our own particular judgment or the general judgment, we will want to be the wheat. We will not have wanted to be a weed. Let us be wheat, the wheat of true doctrine, of zealous living of our faith. Our Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Mother will take care of us. Let us have faith and confidence and stay as close as we can to them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.